An exhibit in Denver, Colorado sheds new light on a big name in contemporary art. The late Jean-Michel Basquiat became known for his street graffiti and his large paintings. But as Corey Jones of Here Now contributor Colorado Public Radio reports, these pieces show how he used an apartment as canvas.
Most of the pieces on display at the Museum of Contemporary Art Denver belong to Alexis Adler. And when she takes my call, she's just climbed the stairs to her apartment.
Hold on.
Yeah, no worries.
Situate myself here.
Adler lives in a sixth-floor apartment in New York City's East Village. This is the same place Adler shared with Jean-Michel Basquiat nearly 40 years ago. She was a budding biologist fresh out of college. He was a 19-year-old promising artist. Adler says it was a busy and creative period for Basquiat, her boyfriend at the time.
He'd stay up all night working on different ideas. We didn't have canvases, but we had walls and floors and stuff that he'd bring up from the street and paper.
This exhibition in Denver captures an intimate look at the artist during his brief time with Adler. Her collection includes pages filled with Basquiat's writings and drawings, as well as photographs she took of him.
It's a dream come true for me because I really wanted to share this with people.
The exhibition begins in a small gallery.
That's Nora Burnett Abrams. She's the curator at MCA Denver.
And we're surrounded by walls covered in graffiti with a variety of colors and shapes and symbols and text.
The wallpaper shows what it actually looked like inside the rundown building where Basquiat and Adler called home. Graffiti covered the walls and stairwells. That's how Basquiat got his start. He'd earned an underground following as part of a street art collaborative called SAMO. Basquiat often used black spray paint to write words and phrases in a signature all-caps font.
And he was kind of legendary in the neighborhood.
That early anonymity Basquiat had with SAMO didn't last long. Abrams says Basquiat's meteoric rise helped turn him into the mythic figure we know today.
Making wildly large amounts of money, becoming an international art star, really, collaborating with Andy Warhol, and then his star burnt out.
Jean-Michel Basquiat died of a heroin overdose in 1988. He was 27. The artist's death has spawned a mystique. There are documentaries and even a Hollywood movie about Basquiat. And last year, one of his paintings sold for more than $57 million. This exhibition at MCA Denver captures the time between his teenage years and his superstardom. It's work that's never been shown in public. It's called Basquiat Before Basquiat.
We don't know that he's going to become this amazing painter. We just know that he was always making. He was always curious.
There are actual objects Basquiat painted on, like a Pepto-Bismol bottle. Then there are photos of other things he turned into abstract pieces of art, like a refrigerator with the words grape jelly near a handprint and a paint smear.
He's painting on a found television set. This is a painting that he made on the wall of his bedroom. So everything was ripe for him.
In another room, you'll find clothing he would paint on and then later sell.
The way he earned his share of the rent, which at the time was $80 a month, was by making these sweatshirts and t-shirts and postcards that he would then sell on the street.
Throughout the exhibition, you see how Basquiat played with different motifs, from words to symbols. Some of these are now signature elements in his work.
You see these zigzag lines, and those will become the top of a crown. They recur as a mouth or as hair.
There's a raw quality to Basquiat's art that many describe as childlike, but Abrams says, don't let that fool you.
He was sifting and sorting through any material that he could find, whether it's popular culture, advertising, comic books, the history of art, and science textbooks.
Remember, Alexis Adler studied science in college. So some of Basquiat's art reflects this in the form of charts and graphs. Adler says her collection serves as a snapshot of when they lived together.
It's a strange and wonderful place to be in, but here I am. I found myself sharing my world, my life, and the life we shared together.
Adler says her apartment was Basquiat's first permanent address after he ran away from home. This apartment was his laboratory, and Adler hopes to see Basquiat's creative experiments travel to other museums nationwide. For Here and Now, I'm Corey Jones in Denver.